Hello, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Craig.
I'm Jack.
And we've got some special guests with us in the Mike Smith corner.
My name's Graham.
And we've got Sharon.
Hiya!
Sharon. And we're already got people doing thumbs up silently across the room.
It's working. Yeah, we're actually getting sound now.
Yeah, it's still a lag, but it's there.
As to whether anybody can hear it.
So apparently we're on live. Yeah. If you can hear us on Facebook, feel free to message to let us know that we're
working.
Doing whether it's working or not.
There's 11 people at the moment now listening in.
Oh no, it's back down to 10. And now it's back down to 9.
But all that's going to be the most interesting. Just talk about that.
That comment.
Oh, there you
are. Well, come in. I mean, you've just been.
At last, somebody. George White has said, at last.
Yeah, 6 minutes later.
Sorry, George. Right, now we're going to watch The Omen.
Oh. Is it the original version?
Jesus Christ. We've not even fucking started yet.
And George has already interrupted twice.
Yes, George. It's the original version, it's the theatrical version, it's the first film. We're sitting now with it paused on the 20th Century Fox logo, and we're pressing play now. Yeah, I can hear myself coming back.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. That's not helping.
Yeah, I don't like that. Hearing it once is bad enough, never mind.
You guys are hard work,
man. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, Christ, that was only literally 30 seconds into it before you told someone to shut the fuck up.
And you can shut the fuck up as well.
Gregory Peck.
Right, sorry, where? Right. So we're watching The Omen. It's Christmas!
Yeah!
Merry Christmas.
So we thought we'd watch three horror films in a row.
Yay!
We're going to be watching the three Omen films, three Mondays in a row. Sharon, you're a right shite bag.
Absolutely.
Why are you scared of The Omen?
Because...
Girl, tell her.
It's scary, and the wee boy's going to come and get me. Or something like him.
He's all grown up now.
That's even scarier. I can't run. Back then I might have had a chance, not now.
Do we actually know what happened to Damie?
Yeah, Martin Benson, I think his name was.
Dave Benson Phillips.
He does little bits of acting. Mutton Balsam. Uh-huh. He does little bits of acting here and there.
Sharon's raging that you're bringing out a fact.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
I knew this would happen.
He goes to... don't touch me. He goes to... he goes to conventions and things like that. He's a nice-looking chap, actually. He looks all right. He looks well.
I'll find a photo of him.
Now, you'll notice on the film, it's now the 6th of June. Mm-hmm. G6.
Well, this used to really bother me when
72.
I was a kid. It came out in 1976. But by the time he dies at the end of the final conflict, spoiler, he's at least 32. So I believe that David Seltzer has back-engineered the books so that he's born in 1950.
That's 1950.
No, fuck it, just give it up now. Nah. You got that wrong.
Are there lyrics to the music?
There are. What are they, Craig?
Jerry Goldsmith's phenomenal score, the only one for which he won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Goes like this. Dun, 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 dun. Something in Latin. Something else in Latin.
Count up 10.
Cue.
Something in Latin. Oh!
Oh! Hiya.
Repeat.
That's it. Yeah. It's great. But we'll talk about the score at some point because it's a great example of the Mandela effect.
Oh, intriguing.
It's a very good...
What is the Mandela
effect? What is it?
Well, we'll come to that later on. Mm-hmm. It's a very good raincoat acting going on here.
I like a man who could act in a raincoat.
Mm.
Well, Gregory Peck could act.
No, was that for that one? No.
Nice coat, but...
Yeah.
Nice threads.
He wasn't much of an actor, God bless him.
No, he's a terrible... I mean, when you watch this back, I watched this recently, again, ahead of this, and you do think, how did he even ever get started?
Mm.
He can't act a stroke. That Wayne is doing better raincoat acting than that bit.
He won an Oscar, though.
For what? Not for this.
For Kill a Mockingbird.
Did he?
Yeah, but I mean, that was in one of the spasms of righteousness.
Yeah, they thought it was nice that he was being kind to black people.
Yeah,
let's give him an Oscar.
Kind of
So, do we have a real horror fan here we can ask about the credentials of this film?
Oh, I love this film.
Come on then.
This is a great film.
Right.
I love
what
the
horror fan
Sharon's grimacing away.
What?
Do the real horror fans hold this film in?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's well liked.
In the same way they do The Wicker Man.
Well, that's a good horror film.
What's great about it is that it's a British horror film to all intents and purposes, but with loads of money thrown at it. Hello. Oh, this is nice.
Hiya, pal.
Jack's just revealed a t-shirt saying, hiya, pal.
I love that.
How much is that at all good t-shirt shops?
How much that set someone back if they... How much of our 8 listeners?
You can buy, well, we're up to 9 now.
Yeah.
You can buy them at C&A.
Excellent. So I think it's great because it's got the scale and the scope and the money of a big American blockbuster movie.
American stars.
Eyebrows.
And it looks very middle 70s.
You see them?
He breathed
you wouldn't buy a beer from him, would you?
No.
I need to get my hands on baby. Where will I go to the Catholic Church? That doesn't,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Doesn't work well then, does it? That story.
They're going to have a few knocking about.
Times have changed.
They have, yeah.
And so, Sharon, do you find this one particularly scary, or do you just find all horror films scary?
All horror films. Sometimes Coronation Street. Do you find I'm an actual shite bag.
Do you find The Wicker Man scary?
Yeah, can't watch it.
Craig?
Craig. I can't watch anything where someone is going to kill someone.
Yeah. The only thing scary about The Wicker Man is the songs.
Well, we're back up to double figures.
I don't know, the one Nicolas Cage did. This is pretty scary.
Yeah. You found that scary?
Yeah, just Nicolas Cage's face though.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Or acting. Take your pick.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember.
There you are, Lee Remick.
Lee Remick.
There's your devil child.
She's got a back-to-back great movies, Lee Remick, because she made this and then 2 years later she's in The Medusa Touch. Oh, which is, of course, the greatest film ever made.
Oh. Why is that the greatest film ever made?
Because it just is, because I said so. Oh, okay. Just like I'll Find My Way Home's the greatest song ever. You just have to accept it and go with it.
Okay.
As long as it makes you happy, son.
Yeah. That's
encouraging. So what's
some great
the,
fountain shots
so
here.
How did this film come about then? What's the production backstory?
Well, we're just shouting as Clive, were we?
The studio wanted
some money. How did this happen, Clive?
No, come on.
The studio wanted some money. Uh-huh. They came up with
somebody had an idea for a film.
Okay. They got David Seltzer to write it.
Bish bash bosh.
Yeah. Richard Donner came in. Yeah. I think it might have been one of Richard Donner's first films because he was quite late to film. He was a TV director.
Yeah.
And apparently he sort of got a chart up where he said, you know, every 10 minutes or so there has to be a big fucking hell moment. Uh-huh. Which if you chart when the film gets going, it pretty much sticks to that. Certainly growing up, it was a film that...
You should do that.
Everyone talked about because of the deaths. That was what was the thing about it. How and you have to remember which film, which deaths.
That's
in.
Right.
Yeah.
We're watching Ian Hepburn.
We're crossing over to Smitty over the bank of phones.
No, we're going to call it the information exchange.
The information that Smitty's at the information
exchange.
Yeah,
so we've got Ian Hepburn listening in.
Uh-huh. What's he saying?
George White posting stuff I don't understand.
Okay. All right.
Back to you.
Okay.
Jeff Fraser.
No, George is here to make sure that we're corrected all the way through it.
What's he even saying?
I don't know. Maybe he's now stopped listening. No, all I know is, because I'm monitoring him personally, is that he's listening in.
Okay.
Right. While he's having his tea.
Oh, that's good to know.
Aww. Harvey Stevens is not Martin Benson, George says. Martin Benson is the Italian priest.
Yeah. That's right.
You fucking idiot.
Sorry.
Embarrassing.
Sorry, George. Jesus.
I don't want to talk to this. Are you sorry you came?
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed for you.
You were told it was going to be a professional outfit.
I better get a taxi fare to go up the road for this.
It's a nice gaff, this. I like this house.
It's fat fans.
I'm going to Google some fat.
Come on then.
Your phone's meant to be off.
Facts.com.
Yeah, give us a fat thing, Chris.
It's the same house as the houses the monkeys paw in Tales from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm.
So why was this made in the UK then? Was a lot of these sorts of films at the time. Is it an American film?
Because it's set there. Yeah, it's 20th Century Fox.
But it'll be one of these things where, I imagine, 20th Century Fox will have had some money sitting in the country and they had to use it, whatever. In the 70s, remember, you know, finance was a different, it was a different world and companies would have money in different companies and you weren't able to freely transfer capital.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was get back up to speed in that. That's going to be happening, that's coming right back at you.
It suits being in Britain though, doesn't it? It gives it a gothic feel.
I think it does.
They're kissing a bit too much. That's to stop him from acting. Have you ever seen him? Have you seen Moby Dick with him in it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee, he's more wooden than his leg. He's fucking terrible.
Wow. The big paper mache whale acts better than him.
Oh, wow.
This is actually a wee bit offish as well, because she's basically saying, Mon, let's have a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jim Moon, who says...
Jim
Moon, back at the Information Exchange. If I remember rightly, there were big tax breaks for filming over here in the mid-70s. We also have Teresa Bowell saying, "Hi guys, love your work."
Hiya guys.
Hi, Teresa. Teresa.
And we've got someone called Artie Lad, who says, "Can I get a shout out?"
No.
Hi, Artie Lad.
You just have.
No. Oh, no.
You just have.
Yeah. Sorry, that's
so,
right.
That was our callback for last week's.
Is that really your name, Artie Lad? I don't think so.
Artie Lad.
Artie Lad. Twice. Yeah.
Like New York, New York.
So what's two callbacks?
He's so good. Artie Lad's so good, they need him twice.
Boutros Gallery.
He's got some lovely...
anyway, the point I was just about to make...
Yeah, Chris, please make it.
Was it... We're in that room and she says, "Right, let's fuck." And he goes to the window, waves out the wing, and then closes the shutters and has a fuck.
Yeah, I'm just about to shag him off.
Well, you wonder why she fucking that drew up a wee bit iffy.
He's fine until then. Gregory isn't quite sure about the kissing, does he?
No.
Also, that was sort of saying...
He's thinking about finishing his career in Old Gringo.
She was saying, this is going to be Damien's playroom, and it's quite clearly a library.
This is going to be Damien's playroom. Make sure he doesn't stand on this bit. But what?
He's a scholar of medieval manuscripts.
And also, they just let him play beside a rapidly flowing river as well.
Yep. Yeah,
we'll have a trampoline over there, and we'll have a swing over there. Mm. We'll get a wee Atari in there. Yeah, like... And then what we'll do is we'll put a wee snooker table here just next to the spunk stain.
I almost didn't see him there because I was taking his mother from behind. Shag your mum.
Shag your mum.
What's the next montage?
Yeah, that's what's
the nice montage. Nice montage, yeah.
Hey! What's going on?
This is a bit like a series of pictures you take it after blind date. Oh, we dropped the weight on the head. Oh.
Who's the wee guy in the military uniform? Look at him.
There's the great Bruce Bowler in the middle.
He is, yeah, we love him.
So, aren't we coming up to the first Sean?
Yep.
Sean, when coming did you up first see this? Can you remember?
Oh, like, years and years ago, probably not long after... it was out, like, when I was really young.
Uh-huh. Did you get it on VHS?
Yeah, the Betamax, probably.
Mm-hmm. When did you have the first type of video recording in the house?
The first time, I think I was about...
Has he still got this axe to grind?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe 10?
So how many years after Craig was that then? Okay. How many years after you was that, Craig?
December the 23rd, 1981.
Was that, you know, the date?
Yeah. It was a Wednesday.
What was the first film you got out?
Well, because my penis were fucking mental... The first one I think they got out was The Deer Hunter.
We got Cull.
Lovely. That's much better. That Christmas was shit, frankly. I wanted to watch all the shit we talked about.
Did they
about.
Rent or buy that?
The
Cull and Tron.
Oh, they rented it.
Buy. Jesus Christ. We lived in a flat in Manchester.
We
stole the Betamax.
1983 is still pretty early.
You could live in the fucking house in this film and not be able to buy
it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is it starting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, dog.
Is it just that you don't like dogs?
I love dogs.
Yeah.
I just don't like them when they kill people.
Sure.
Demon dogs.
Especially ones with synthesizers.
This was some years before Rottweilers became the demon dogs, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
About 89.
Yeah, they didn't become demon dogs until the late 80s.
Yeah.
That's some interesting outfit, so I like it.
It's a fine suit, that. A fine check
There's
suit.
There's a lot of on-fleek eyebrows in this production, isn't there?
Stop scaring me, you bastards!
Is there anything in the fact that he's quite an old dad or not in this film? Do they refer to that, or is that just...
No, they don't mention it.
Actually, it's just people looked older than he was actually 30.
Well, I was going to say, he's 19 in this film.
Oh, here we go.
Here we are, look.
It's all for you! Sharon covering up there.
No, this is a great
so
start.
It is a good start.
It's not so bad, that one.
Oh, well, no, not for you. Sure, it was fucking terrible. Does kind of ruin the party, doesn't it?
I wasn't invested in her.
If you were in that party, though, would you insist on a party bag before you left?
Let me tell you something. I got my friends' kids' parties and the mums make me a party bag.
Good.
Actually, see that.
And I think that's right. I don't have a child to take, so I should get a whoopee cushion.
See that cop?
And a suit bam.
See the... See the general there that you just saw for a second?
Yeah, with the wee funny glasses.
Yeah, no. There was a British sort of brigadier kind of type, unit kind of type soldier. What was his name? He was in a lot of things. He's the vicar in the Steptoe and Son film and things like that. I can't remember his name. George on the case.
Get on the case.
No, I'm sad. My party's shite now.
Oh, no, but look, there's a satanic dog. Jean-Michel Jarre in the bushes.
And ironically, he didn't use a rock rock sound effect. <his keyboard. laughs>
We've got an update from Artie Lad, yeah, who says, "Oh, I get it. So we're not going to see it. You're just talking about it."
No, you're not going to see it.
No, well, you're not going to fucking see it. What do you think? We've all chipped in for the rights to broadcast it. You're not even fucking paying for this.
Come on, Artie Lad, get me the game.
Artie Lad.
Jesus Christ.
I've been there.
Where's that?
Russia, you know.
Where is it?
That is the American embassy in Grosvenor Square.
It was.
They've moved out.
This was a proper country.
Yeah. I've stood outside there to get my work permit for my I visa.
Yeah, I've been there. And now it's in the corner of an industrial estate somewhere.
It's a brilliant sort of 70s, 60s brutalist building.
Yeah.
And across the road from it, across the other side of the square, at number 9 Grosvenor Square, was the house of John Adams, the former President of America.
Wow. And it's now
it's now the Tony Blair Faith Foundation.
Wow. Is there a Wimpy nearby?
I hope so.
Covered in mist.
So David Warner...
Sorry about that.
What do we make of David Warner?
I'm using that as a deck, look.
What do we make of David Warner? Well, we could make a hat or a pterodactyl.
Are you keen on him as an artist?
Oh, God, yeah.
I interviewed him once.
Did you?
Yeah, he did a Doctor Who cartoon. And I said to him, can you tell me about your character? And he said, you do know I'm playing a giant insect, don't you, darling?
Fair play.
Good old David.
But he did it damn well.
Back in your information exchange box.
He gave a great interview on the Mark Gatiss History of Horror program. When he's asked,
Artie Lad's fucked off. This itself is like a horror film, isn't it?
Both Artie Lads have gone.
Sorry, Craig.
David Warner, he was on the Mark Gatiss History of Horror program. Patrick Troughton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Okay, we can stop talking now and the Doctor Who people can talk. And he said...
the last thing he was in?
Shut up. We have to press the mute button here.
We'll tell you later
because Doctor Who fans get upset if you say it out loud.
It's
like Candyman, you're not allowed to say it out loud.
He would.
Popped it?
Well, on the...
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a sin.
In his...
Apparently. What outfit?
To be fair, at no point did we see it.
I think that's brilliant. Good for him.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, David Warner, he was asked, what did you do with the head from this? You'll see the head later. And it's the use of the singular. Is I lost it in a divorce.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
A divorce?
A divorce. There's a lot of stories there, aren't there, David?
I've lost a door, met a tarn.
Would you send for a security guard? We could just do Irish subtitles over it.
Listen to Richard today.
It is amazing that you got in the building, because actually if you go for a visa, you have to stand outside and not take a phone with you.
Yep.
Yeah, they're really weird. You have to sort of queue at 8 in the morning and you're not allowed to have a phone with you.
So he is, what's his job in this film then?
What's his what?
Is he an ambassador?
Oh, he might be the cleaner.
To be honest, to the courts of St. James.
Without facetiousness, unlike these two. Double points.
He is the US ambassador, Mr. Robert Thorne.
Okay.
Old Thorny.
Old Thorny, yes.
Old Thorny, the tea dog.
I'm going to hesitate to say this, but I will say, Patron's quite sweaty in this, isn't he?
Yeah. It was just before they had the merger with EMI that he did this job. Come on, that was a good job. Yeah.
Oh! Hello.
His mother was a jambo.
What's happening now, Craig?
He is quite sweaty.
Yeah.
He's just been quite right. You should accept Christ every day and drink his blood.
We all should, especially at this time. Especially at this time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
He's just turned up and told him that he was about to say that that Damien's mother was a jackal.
Oh, I see.
And he called her.
He was a jackal. I just did a reference to The Only Way is Essex. There you go.
It could have been a Jakey.
That's more my caliber.
His mother was a Jakey.
Acting his fucking guts out.
He really was doing a bit. Is it just me, or did they should have maybe cut that a wee bit quicker? Some big names behind the scenes here.
Mm-hmm. Just get him off the ground. You need a copper to get him down the stairs.
Oh, some nice cars. Some photographed names. By the great Gilbert Taylor. Yep. Gil uh-huh. Taylor, who did Star Wars.
And uh-huh. Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon. Mm-hmm. Ice Cold and Alex. Mm-hmm. The Dam Busters.
Wow.
Great guy.
Well, he wasn't a great guy.
He was a canapturous old bastard, yeah, but he was a great cinematographer. Yeah. Famously, on the first day of filming Star Wars, he would set up a shop in the Tunisian desert and said, I've got a lovely clear line with the horizon, you'll see the blue. And Lucas said, no, just make it so that it's just like kind of hazy. He said, no, I'm not going to do that, old boy, I'm going to do it like this. And he said, no, you've got to do it hazy. And it led to a complete breakdown in working. And the producer had to phone the studio, and Alan Ladd Jr. came on from 27 Fox and said, do what Gilbert Taylor says, because he knows what he's doing.
He does know what he's doing.
That was the pictures. Aye. The first clue.
That's something all right. Now, George, well, look, we're rocketing back up to seven. George has chipped in with an actual fact that's of use.
Okay. Oh.
Says the nanny is played by Jack Palance's daughter, Holly.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. There's Holly some more Valance. Stuff on that, but I don't know what it means.
Holly Valance. As in biscuits.
Yes, she's here.
She's a really tiny person, isn't she?
Smaller far away.
No, she's standing in between them. After this, she got a job in the Riddlers.
Here's poor Billy Whitelaw. She's just got out of that big pile of rubbish she's been standing in for 3 months doing a Beckett play. Her face covered in shite.
We'll soon help your little boy.
She's quite creepy in this, actually.
She is quite creepy.
I think she might have... I'm not sure if at this point was she still married to Peter Vaughan.
I don't know. Peter Vaughan, who, of course,
I didn't know she was married to Peter Vaughan.
She was.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Peter Vaughan's another Jason Robards type that got old early and stayed that age for about 50 years.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Well, he must be someone else.
She's not.
In fact, he actually just did a... like an event in London. You live in the London.
What
didn't
happened?
You go to
were you at it?
Didn't you go to it in the Village Hall?
No.
It was...
what, you mean in London Village Hall?
London Village Hall. No. It's, I imagine it's in the middle
you
somewhere.
You go via London Station.
Yeah. But next to the pub.
The pub.
it was...
the local.
It was like an evening with Peter Vaughan. Wow. It's a sort of a life in comedy with Peter Vaughan.
Wow, that'd be a long evening, wouldn't it?
Well, not for him.
Unless
it was a commode. Mm.
They were a great couple for the polo shirt decks, people say about them at the end of this film.
Well, yeah, actually, you're right.
I call that a roll neck.
A roll neck?
I think that is
a roll I think you're right.
I'd call it a polo neck.
No, that's a roll neck.
A turtleneck is shorter.
What would you call it?
A roll neck.
Yeah.
A turtleneck's not as long.
Because a polo neck wouldn't roll that.
No, I think you said you're a horror fan.
I think if the majority says...
You said you're a proper horror fan.
I think if the majority says roll neck, then I'll just continue to insist that it's a polo neck.
You've been old.
Be wrong
is that George by any chance?
Yeah.
What you got us on now, judgy boy?
George's latest update from IMDb is that the marine the trout is dragged off by is Nicholas Campbell, who was the killer in The Dead Zone and a big star in Canadian TV.
Ooh.
That's alright.
Cheers!
That's okay, come on. I mean, all this news is nice.
I work on a TV mag and we have to do stuff about US shows, and our forward panel specifically will highlight Canadian shows so we know they're going to be shit. So he actually has a tag for Canadian shows. Yeah.
Is that
so? What's an example of a Canadian show?
I can't think of any.
Degrassi Street.
Well, that was a Canadian show.
That's
yeah.
The exception that proves the rule.
Extremely melancholic, though.
Juice House. Was that
Northern Exposure? Is that Canadian?
I think it was America. It was in Alaska.
Oh, was that Alaskan? Right? Something cold.
Yeah.
Was the Red Hand Gang not Canadian?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that might have been.
Yeah, it was because he said a boat.
A boat. That's how we know.
Foxy, you'll get a wee red face sitting there.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a wee red.
She's like, I was the crazy mum, so
she's
you're not fighting
me. She's got a face,
isn't
she?
I am here to protect thee.
Thanks, pal.
The <bomb. laughs> I love the way they've
it's
decided.
It's very hydro, isn't it?
They've decided to jaunty up all of the family quarters. By putting a strip of countryside wallpaper around it.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Chintzy.
That's a lot of painting that. Can you imagine a weekend doing that? Oh, for fuck's
sake. She's got she's got a turban on. Oh. Now, she's either going out or she's just about to do the hoovering.
You don't... People used to wear turbans to do the hoovering in sitcoms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the dusting and the hoovering.
So, Chris, when did you first see this film? Do you remember?
I really don't remember. It must have been on the telly. Mm.
I think it was on the telly in the early 80s on a Saturday night, I'm thinking. I remember seeing it then.
It would have been, I imagine it would have been part of some sort of season of films, horror films.
I seem to remember it being in the summer. I think it was a big sort of premiere, you know, a big... It's there. It's
it'll
the
be ITV,
wouldn't
it?
Aye.
Saturday night?
Aye.
But I think this is a film you would dog school and one of your friends would have it and you'd go more. I think that's what we did.
Yeah.
When we were really young,
come back
one
to
of
that
your
one.
Friends had it or something, or we had it. But
I don't remember. Can you remember? Have you even seen all this film, do you think?
Yeah, but...
I don't remember.
No.
You must remember this bit. You must remember the bit in the zoo that was lampooned by Kenny Everett.
No.
You'll remember it when you see it.
Lots of it's been redone though. Like,
oh yeah.
Space did the thing with the photographs, remember?
Yep.
For the
absolutely.
Disillusion.
Yeah. There you go, talk about facts. You even had the name of the episode. Yeah.
George White wants to know, what Italian war movies did Craig's dad watch?
What Italian war movies did Craig's dad watch? That's a specific question, isn't
it? To be honest with you, George.
It's on the tip of my tongue as well. Been plucking up the courage.
To be honest with you, George, and... I'm not proud of this. I haven't told my dad in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
And I doubt he would remember any of the names because he can't get my fucking name right, so never mind getting rid of any Italian war films from 40 years ago.
Just to cut across that with something more relevant. The crisps are nice and crunchy.
That's from Teresa Bowles, who says, those crisps are nice and crunchy.
Cracking.
Thanks, Teresa. She's nice.
Sorry.
Because we were talking about a few podcasts ago, weren't we, about Dad.
Dad's picking shit films in video shops. Yeah.
Oh, is that what that relates to?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I think that's what
No, he's spot on. That's what it was.
Just putting some context there.
He also said Red Hand Gang was US.
Oh, Sharon.
I said Degrassi.
It was me that came up
with
that.
Oh, Craig.
I think you should apologise.
Sorry, Sharon.
Could you apologise to Sharon, please?
Sharon, so sorry.
I accept.
Sexist bastard.
I'm nice that way.
Thank you.
Right, Damon's about
it's to
kick off.
Here, it's up here, though.
Failed.
You certainly won't be getting one of your extra strong mints, that's for sure.
He is very good at that kid, isn't he?
I'll need him after
that. Yeah, he does some cracking acting here. Watch this. Some Raj acting.
So when he was... So did he play in the other parts as a child actor?
He was Hamlet.
As a child actor?
The cigar?
The young Vic.
You're getting upset, Sean.
It's not as scary without the sound, no. But I remember this scene being quite petrified. I think this is why I don't like children. This film.
They're not all the children.
Or eyebrows.
The devil. Or eyebrows.
You're scared of children and eyebrows. When you meet a child with an eyebrow, oh, then things get hotted up.
This is some easy listening.
The shit gets real.
Wanna call a doctor?
You don't wanna call a doctor. It's very louch for somebody whose child just kicked off.
It needs a right good.
She's used to just putting makeup on it.
But is it, you think he'd be roasting away than that in that house?
It's quite a jump. Oh, it'd be a cold house, that, though.
I like that.
Not with Damien in it. It'd be fucking violent all the time.
The power of the
that would be a very, very parky house, that.
I imagine Parky's house, isn't it?
It was filmed in the 70s.
Introduce you, Grimmie. Stafford, and there was a devil child.
You're not going to burn any wood on that fire.
Just before the devil child, they started stoning him in the lads.
I'm from Yorkshire, we dig the core at the ground, we don't put fire to it.
No.
This is Jamie Cullum.
Billy Connolly, Judy Dench, and here's Damien, the son of devil. You think you've got it, Rolf, down in hell? You might have seen, oh, fuck.
The good thing about Jamie is you get a bit of jazz, but he's a white lad. That's what I like. You don't have to worry about any of that.
No.
Is it just me? I think I've said this before. I've always think that Parky is like, what I'm, you know, God forbid, great man, that he's one sentence away from saying something immensely racist, you know.
I think that's like, probably true.
Yeah.
Can I just like to remove from, certainly from my part, the caveat about him being a great guy?
I was just trying to sort of cover myself legally. I don't think that actually works.
Sorry, it's not defamatory to say somebody's a cunt.
That's true.
Fuck's a cunt.
Just as well.
Yeah.
Oh no, the numbers have gone down by one.
No, that's
sorry, Parky. Yeah. Come back to us.
See, I think you're now indulging in outright populism.
I know. I'm going hell for leather to get us back up
you're
to 10.
With the audiences.
If we get up to 12, it's going to unbutton another button on his shirt.
Oh,
right.
But it's gone back down.
If we get up to 13, Graham's going to take his woolly fairy jumper off.
Nice.
But Gregory's keeping that one on. Look at him, he's moody. Whoa, what the fuck?
Growling.
So how did they find the kid then to play Damien? Does anybody know? I'm looking at you, Craig.
I think they did an open cast.
Yeah.
And so do you think some...
Generally speaking, people who make films know how to find people.
Wasn't it quite difficult, though? As I seem to recall, the child was quite difficult.
Nothing happened.
It's a summer scene. Yeah. What'd you expect?
Going to be a bit mardy.
Jesus Christ.
But do you think some mum thinks...
No, he wasn't.
My son looks really rather creepy, so I should stick him in for that film.
No, absolutely.
He had blonde hair, apparently.
Well, it's either that or Jimbo Fawcett.
Is he a particularly creepy looking wee boy? I don't think so.
You don't think he's creepy like him?
Well, I think what they do is they've got a habit. The reason he comes across as creepy, Sharon, I would contend.
People make t-shirts out of him.
Well, what I would contend is this. What happens is somebody gets fucked up in a really horrible way. Then it cuts to his wee face and the music goes, dun, 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 dun. That might have something to do with
something
it.
Something Latin.
Yeah. No, something in Latin.
It's not
a scary one thing. One thing that did strike me is that apparently that piece of music is saying "Hail Satan" in Latin. I don't think you'd get away with doing that now. I think things are much
people are much more Puritan
about that sort of thing.
You wouldn't get the scene either later on where Gregory Peck butt fucks the dog. You can't really see it in the shadows behind the snooker table, but that's what he's doing.
I've had a whale.
We have a question.
Yeah. Go on.
Teresa Bowles, so on a scary child scale, and she's capped to the S&C.
Yeah.
So it's the official scary child.
Yeah.
Good for her.
How does everyone rate Damien?
Sharon?
From 1 to... Well, Damien?
Are there other scary children?
In amongst all the other scary child actors.
From 1 to Katie Rogers on Brookside.
I can't think of any other really scary ones.
He's not
the young
scary
Nick Tilsley.
The boy in Babadook.
The boy in Babadook, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's quite creepy. Yeah, he's not meant to be, but he is. Yeah.
The kid, the wee boy, Martin, what's his name, that's in The Innocents. He's very, very scary.
Martin Clunes?
Martin Clunes, yeah.
Inside Dance?
Three times a dream.
I know, yeah, see, this is this is Information Corner. This is the sequence in the zoo,
the zoo okay.
that Kenny Everett took the piss out of.
Hello. Is he eating an ice cream?
He is a scary looking kid.
He's got weird eyes.
He is a scary looking kid.
Mike Murafushi, I hope I'm saying his name right, says, my mother used to sing the music to scare me when I was little. It didn't take much.
Great parenting.
Mike, did she sing the music to this? Or did she sing Come in a Banana? Because this is where the Mandela effect comes out.
Call back.
Loads of people think that the music to The Omen is Come in a Banana. You know?
Can you? Can you
the Old Spice advert.
Come in a Banana.
Come in a Banana, exactly.
Is that what it's called?
No. Yes.
No, it isn't.
No, Carmina Burana.
Carmina
Burana.
Burana. Yeah.
Come in a Banana.
It's Latin for...
Well,
you'd have to be a good shot, though, wouldn't you?
I tell you what, I'd watch that.
Anyway, back to the Mandela effect.
But the reason, the Mandela effect is a widespread misperception of something or misbelief in something. And I think that comes from, and we've talked about this before, people believe that because of Only Fools and Horses.
Explain.
When the wee boy was called Damien, and when it was announced that he was going to be called Damien, and he says, it's a boy.
Yeah.
They use Come in a Banana.
Every time Rodney looks at the baby, it plays the Old Spice music.
Now, Craig, why is it called the Mandela effect?
Because apparently it comes to the original sort of...
It's not because they
wrote
the Mandela play.
It's just named after the location that it first happened.
It was an American woman came up with it. It was based on the fact that when Nelson Mandela died, her friends all said to each other, oh, I thought he was already dead. Mm. Now, it's not a great example, actually, because you'd have to be a bit of a fuckwit at the time to have thought he was already dead.
But more than that,
they said they could remember his funeral
and all that.
And riots.
I don't know fucking why.
No.
However, but it does point to quite an interesting thing, which is a popular misremembering of something. So this would be an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when you get people who die and you think, oh, I thought they died for years. Years ago, that's another one.
I think it was basically they were just a bunch of racists, and it was just another black fella that died. That was
they wouldn't have remembered that though.
No.
Well, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kenny Everett bit.
Yeah.
It was Benny from Grange Hill.
Terry Supat.
Didn't he die?
Yeah, Terry Supat did die.
I'll tell you what's another Mandela.
We've been on for this far too long without Terry Supat chat.
What's the you're going to go with it? What's the Grange Hill Mandela effect?
That people think that Roland's friend was, what's her name?
Michelle Gale.
Wrong.
She was much later, was she not?
She was fresh and fly, yeah.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Wow.
Merlin's friend was called Janet Sinclair, is that right?
Someone you're a man, a African queen. Thomas, I saw your sweetness is my weakness.
So the What's Wrong Roland was the character called Janet Sinclair, not played by Michelle Gale.
Was she played by Isla Sinclair? Oh, what's wrong, Roland? Sweet bunny boards.
Can you do any other instruments?
I can do the balalaika. Would you like to hear that again?
Yeah, I'd love to hear the balalaika.
Ladies like this, even.
Oh, well, the ladies like this. I'm getting it.
This is great doing the balalaika.
Oh, you know, Ralph.
Fast.
It's good, it's very fast. You know? And Jurassic I can slow it down if that helps.
Sometimes.
And Jurassic Jazz. And Jurassic Jazz. That. We'll do that later. We'll keep that for later when we have a
Jurassic
quiet
what?
Moment. Jurassic Jazz.
Back to the film.
Yeah.
Why is that called Jurassic Jazz?
Oh.
Oh, because it's the Jurassic Jack.
Oh, it was Jurassic Park.
The Jurassic Jazz theme.
What is it called? That? I don't
know. Totally passed me by.
Because somebody had a wank 65 million years ago.
This is the fifth time we've done it.
Jurassic Park got a theme tune.
Yes, it goes there. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da. That fucking fell on stony ground, that, didn't it?
Yeah, but the people out there, the 10 people out there, fucking love it.
8, 9.
Gil Taylor doing some lovely focus pulling. Did you see that?
That's a nice sheepskin coat as well. That's gone by the buy, the sheepskin jacket.
It has, yeah.
Don't suppose anybody can afford them anymore.
He's got some great glasses on there as well. Look at those big bastards.
So Sharon, for your money, what is the scariest horror film?
Ever?
Yeah.
I can't watch Amityville.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Can't watch that either.
It's so fucking mental.
I know, it's the older ones that kind of frighten me more than...
Why is that?
I don't know, I think because there's less gore. Uh-huh. And it's more thought. It makes you think a bit more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now it's like blood and guts, and that doesn't really scare me as much.
Oh.
My friend Alan, our pal Alan, has a particular fondness for Night of the Demon.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
One of my all-time favourites. I agree with you. I find the supernatural scary. I've got no interest in serial killers
like
or slashers. No.
No, I don't like...
The supernatural scares me.
It's...
Big ghost is coming out.
No, the thing that freaks me out is sort of naturalistic things. So The Exorcist, which is shit, and this is much better than, the only bits in it that I find even mildly disturbing are when she's getting all the medical procedures,
horrible,
the spinals and all that, for fucking horrible.
Why is The Exorcist shit?
It's not scary.
Not scary, it's stupid.
It's not even remotely scary. I mean, it's really fucking stupid.
Sharon, are you scared of The Exorcist?
Uh-huh.
That's no measure.
I'm a bit scared of E.T., you know what I mean?
Look what she did to me, your canting daughter.
It's just getting to sleep at night. Your canting daughter! It's just getting to sleep at night. I can't get to sleep.
What's the E.T. short for?
Skippy legs. And welcome back to the year 2006.
What film is scary? Any films that scare you, Jekyll?
I can't really
think of that.
The film that I found is the most
J-Dog.
Uncomfortable is
What one?
Capturing the Friedmans. Have you seen that film?
What's about paedophiles?
Well, exactly. It's horrible.
That'd be scary, though.
Yeah, it's horrible because the family did a lot of home video filming. Not of anything untoward. But so the whole film pretty much is made up of all their home videos.
So what do you think of things like Paranormal Activity or Blair Witch and things like that?
I don't ever really remember finding them very scary, I don't think. I went to cinema to see Blair Witch and I didn't really find it scary. I can't really think of
it's really boring.
That scared me.
Oh, Pat's back.
I saw the Blair Witch in the Odeon in Renfield Street, the proper Odeon.
Is that near the Wimpy?
In Glasgow. And
no,
it was
the
afternoon.
Wimpy was in Renfield Street.
There was only about four of us in it. There was a couple in front of me when the film ended. And that scene at the end, the guy just went, well, that was a lot of fucking shite, wasn't it?
It was hyped up, beyond.
So we have some suggestions, people's scariest horror films.
Come on, then.
Good.
Marifa, she says Witchfinder General. And Teresa Ball says The Woman in Black, the original BBC.
Yeah, that. Well, it was actually ITV, but it is very good.
Oh, that's right. Actually, some of those... So The Ring, actually, I found that quite...
The Ring's quite horrible.
And is the other one called Dark Water? Is that right?
Yeah.
I found that quite unsettling.
Oh, no, Ian Hepburn says Suspiria, but Suspiria's not scary, it's just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
And it's jaggy.
There are folk who really, jaggy. Really... I understand that folk really love the giallo genre. It doesn't really do much for
and
me.
There's an M. Night Shyamalan film, the one with Mel Gibson.
Signs is quite
creepy. So there's a sequence of seen Signs.
Yeah.
So do you know?
Not. I can't remember it though.
Right. So there's a bit where there's a kids' party, isn't there?
That's the one.
Yeah. Take a strip.
Yeah.
So they're all at a kids' party. The aliens have it, and all the stuff starts coming in. These aliens have landed. The reason it's scary, the reason it's really good, is because they see on the telly some news footage of a kids' party.
That's right.
And the camera, you know, like they're a kids' party camera, and it's scooting about. But then there's all this noise. And down the side of the house, you see down the side of the house, the street, and an alien walks past. And what's freaky about it, as we've said often, is because if it ever happens, that's what will it'll look like. That's where you'll first see it. It will be some sort of mad footage like that. After that, it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah. I suggest nothing is scarier than really Roberts getting killed in Coronation Street.
Oh, that is scary.
Lorry driver.
Yeah, I ran out of the room.
I don't know that.
So
it is actually quite upsetting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's scary, but it's quite upsetting.
No, it's scary because they cut the film stock.
Yeah, they do.
They moved to that film stock of palm trees and a hurricane.
A bridge wobbling.
And a plane with 12 wings crashing down.
But the setup is Alfie's taking Winnie out. And they go out in the country and he gets them. They have an argument, don't they?
Yeah.
So they pull over and they're in the process of changing seats so that he can drive. And then it starts cutting to
an HGV driver listening to rock music.
But it's kind of heavy rock music. Yeah. So then you think, as soon as you hear the heavy rock music, you think, fucking hell.
Yeah. Right. But it's bad rock music. Yeah. It's not
when it's rock music. Yeah. Was it prog rock?
No, it was heavy rock.
No, no.
Oh, you're done. Yeah. You're done.
It's violent rock.
And he goes,
it's rock that kills characters.
Do you offer a question when Rini dies again? I thought it was impressive.
Yeah, Rini!
that's right.
Ron Logan has said, most scared I've ever been watching anything was an episode of Bergerac, something to do with Trappist monks.
Ooh, is that when they did? They used to do the old supernatural episode, didn't they? Yeah. Bergerac.
It won't be a Philippa Vale one then, would it?
No.
Was it just constantly asking questions and getting nowhere?
There's other things that scare me more than that. There's a lot of things from my childhood on telly.
You must know who did it.
The opening title.
No, just tell me.
The opening title.
Well, have you seen Charlie Hungerford? Oh, come on!
I know an anecdote about Charlie.
You see in my head, Bergerac drives Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. His car's up at this Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, isn't it?
Or as they call it in fight, Chatty Chatty Bang Bang.
When they did Bergerac, Terence Alexander used to always be so keen to go back to the mainland that in later series, they just wrote all of Charlie's scenes in the airport.
Really?
Really?
In later series, they built a bridge.
They just had him on the phone.
Because he wasn't a racist who loved cheap fags. They have a picture of him
holding a phone, like Reg Carter on Newsround.
Did we not talk about...
live from Cape Canaveral.
Did we not talk about Lisa Goddard on Bergerac?
Patrick Troughton's about to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her, you didn't.
Yeah, Sharon, Lisa Goddard on Bergerac. Good thing or bad thing?
Bergerac?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Bergerac.
No, I haven't asked if you watched it. I've asked, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Lisa Goddard and Bergerac.
Oh, the Bergerac. Good
thing?
No, bad
thing. Okay.
Lisa Goddard on Give Us a Clue. Good thing or bad thing?
Oh, do you think?
We do need to watch this Great Death.
Okay. So this is the moment that...
He's climbing on top.
That kids in the playground is struggling.
Yeah.
That's a terrible effect. That is so dated.
So I think... I remember knowing he
climbed on top and then he suffered a strange death.
He did, yeah. Minutes later.
Who could have thunk it?
I know.
So I remember knowing about this when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
This happens in this film.
When you watch this with the sound, this is a really scary sequence.
Yeah.
He was fairly banging that one there, wasn't he? That door.
Banging it within an inch of his life.
It was, yeah. And suddenly,
in costume as well,
a death by impalation. It's all there. It was all there to see.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
It's also
move away from that.
Yeah, actually, David Warner's. Oh! What? Come on. That is brilliant.
You see everything, don't you?
Really? It really could have just took one step to the right, though. You know. No.
What's the trying to catch it?
It's like just jumped towards
actually, David Warner's photograph of him just had a big pair of tits behind him.
What was that?
Sorry, Sharon, I keep touching your back.
I keep moving back.
Yeah, take that away and bring me the ginger, you fool.
Did you miss that?
No, I totally missed one.
I said his photograph that David Warner took. Should have been him standing there in a big pair of
tits.
I can't really. Oh, okay.
Big
pair of tits. Now you get it. Right? So now you get it. Meanwhile, we're holding fast at 7.
Yeah. I like the bound copies of the Unexplained that they have on the Kindle shelves.
They're videos.
The Usborne Book of the Supernatural.
They're all videos.
Aye.
What? Spaceship.
Shonky numbers stuck on
Time Bandits, Spaceship Yamato. They're all there.
I bought them all at
Return Speeds. To Oz.
Return to Oz. So Harold, Sharon, best bits of Harold Lloyd, they're all there.
So Sharon, did any books scare you when you were little?
I didn't really read a lot of books, so I was like, I was more into like comics.
Uh-huh. Oh,
comics that you like comics, girls' comics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or Beano and Dandy and Beezer and all that kind of stuff.
There's some in the fridge.
I used to find it unsettling when they'd have the occasional serious comic strip in one of those.
No, it's not right.
What?
But
what about when Buster reads an issue of Buster within Buster?
Oh no, that's not right. That's like a vortex into a universe of pure chaos.
Now I remember reading a book called Beyond the Occult by Colin Wilson. Do you remember this book? And that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
that was. He said that if you, when you were falling, dropping off to sleep, and if you concentrated, you could go somewhere, couldn't you?
Yeah,
and
you
meet
could enter
other
the dream
people
world
who are also,
also
off to sleep.
And I thought, I don't want to do that.
A lot of DJs.
I'm going to stay up forever.
Yeah.
I thought of another character when I was young. Do you remember that programme, The Picture Box?
There's a bottle of Pepsi.
The guy in that was pretty terrifying. Yeah.
No, it's here.
He was pretty scary.
Alan Rothbard. I met his son once.
What's his son called?
Toby.
Toby Rothbard.
Met him in a poofy club in Manchester.
Yeah. Does Alan know that?
I know. And impressed him by doing an impression of his dad.
There you go. Hello.
I said, hello.
Craig, we were talking about scary books.
Yeah, I know, I was just over there getting the juice for him.
Thanks, pal.
I was giving you an opportunity.
The Usborne Supernatural Guides. Surely I'm not the only one who had those.
And did you find that scary?
Yeah, I bought them again a few years ago. I still got them. They're great. I'll bring them to the next one. They're fantastic.
I was scared shitless by Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
Yep. Is that because there was a black man in it? And you were really quite racist as a child.
I wasn't any of that at the time. Doesn't bother me now. No, it was not the ghosts or anything. I mean, I was only 9.
Was it the busting?
No, it
makes you feel good.
Busts have always freaked me out. No, it was the bit where they're in the prison and they're talking about the building, and Egon says about the guy Ivor Shando that built it, and he did a lot of unnecessary surgery.
Right.
That line completely freaked me out, kept me up for days.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
About unnecessary surgery. Yeah. Like, I don't need an appendectomy.
Wow.
I don't want my youth bin back, I'm fine.
I don't have an incontorio. Get off me.
Get off,
you evil bastard.
So, what's happening in the film?
Just
Craig?
Let me go
He's
home.
A very loose man.
Uh-huh.
Louch.
Well, what's happened now is you're getting really lovely focus changes between the two there.
No, he's the doctor.
Yeah. Not the doctor.
No, a doctor. Who's telling him that she needs an abortion? Because she's pregnant again.
Okay.
And he's been told.
And the doctor's saying, look, if she has this kid, because she's beginning to, she's realised finally, that Damien is the son of the devil, Mrs. Tarn.
The devil himself.
The devil himself. We'll see you in hell, Mr. Tarn.
Old Nick.
And and they've been saying, you know, he's obsessing over all of this.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor says, no, well, you know, it would be good for her own peace of mind if she just had an abortion and get rid of it. That's the way posh doctors talk. Just fucking get rid of it.
Now this sequence...
bottle of gin in a hot bath, get it down the toilet.
So this sequence with Damien on his little bike's also famous. And it's been spoofed as well, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, lots of times. But it's beautifully shot.
It has to be said, she shouldn't have been doing this under any circumstances.
No.
She could have got over by her own.
Apart from the fact this is riddled by servants.
Yeah.
I don't know why she's watering the pot plants. It's a fern, though.
Why would you have a fern hanging up?
You
the
see, fire? In the 70s, 80s, it could only either be a fern or a spider plant.
Yeah.
Maybe in the 90s it might have been
no,
a yucca plant.
No, grass in their front gardens that showed you.
Pampas grass.
Say
you were swingers, uh-huh. Like the house around
right?
The corner.
Yeah.
Well, explain. How does
see
this
that?
Work?
What's it called, that
pampas grass?
Grass.
You know pampas grass? If you have like a tuft of pampas grass, uh-huh. It's meant to mean the house is swingers.
Oh, right.
I never got past the phrase, if you've got there's a tuft of pampas grass in your front garden. Yes.
There's a lot in Cumbernauld.
Really?
There's
Cumbernauld or Swinging Central?
I wouldn't know, I don't go.
There's some, Craig, I should point out, but there's a million miles away
round
from
the corner
here.
Shall we pretend to be a married
couple? I'd like to point out.
See
what
happens. I've got some.
Yeah, by the way, yeah,
we've got a pie.
Pie, anyone?
That's what they all say.
Here goes the little tyke on a
tree. I'd like to point out, by the way, in my front garden are slabs.
Slab Murphy.
Not only does he not like sex, he doesn't like people.
So was this after The Shining?
Yeah.
No, it's 4 years before.
Yeah. Is it?
So this shot is interesting.
Is the tricycle film, isn't it?
Well, it's more of a sort of reclining.
So this is the thing
tricycle.
Where...
That's a great shot.
It's a great
it?
Shot because she wouldn't fall. Mm. So the filmer with the camera facing her on a track and they turn her around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's not actually falling because they just wouldn't. She wouldn't do the fall.
Fair play. It
would why would you?
Yeah, get their mental, Marky Smith.
Because you're not turning, getting paid lots of money.
She's sorry for you guys.
All right, fucking union busting cunt.
Sorry for you guys. I've got to meet a guy who's got a gift for disaster in a couple of years.
He's got a what?
A gift for disaster. Mission button. I have a gift for buying yachts. To begin in the beginning.
Has the DVD frozen?
Oh, Elizabeth, let's play some backgammon.
Oh, DVD might have frozen.
That's quite a long time.
Or Sharon, it's haunted.
Don't.
That's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, the DVD's frozen.
I've off work in case I don't get any sleep tonight.
Should we start that as an
introduction? Is that with the swingers around the corner?
Yeah. Right. Bye.
So it's frozen on the shot of her looking down the way.
So this presents an editorial challenge, because will you edit this out of the recorded podcast?
No, fuck it.
Now we keep on.
We've done this before. Yeah. We know how to deal with this shit, yeah.
Joe Public will not spot.
As Marion Clunes, the go ahead producer of Acorn Antiques, would say, Joe Public doesn't notice a damn thing.
I'll give you a present. I brought a special. I know we said we weren't doing presents, but I brought you a present. Who wants it?
Oh gosh, look at that. That's quite amazing.
What is it,
Craig? It's completely fucked up.
It's a DC movie special comic of Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
The official adaptation.
That's fantastic. It's in a wee sort of spiky bag.
Please
isn't
open it,
you
know, feel free.
Did you get this one?
A shot.
It's very nice of you, Graham.
If anybody's watching along, by the way, we're getting back there. We're getting there.
Should they pause if they're watching along?
Well, all
Jim
Moon seven
has,
of them.
Jim Moon has commented, it's pipes.
He gets everywhere.
Don't even see his name.
Scary. Teresa Bowles, it's
Ghostwatch.
Revenge.
Oh, Ghostwatch is scary. Yeah.
No, Ghostwatch Revenge.
I used to find a lot of X-Files scary as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the X-Files.
I found some of them scary. Was it the one that with the thing that went under the door?
No.
Was that
Tombs? Tombs? The stretchy wee guy.
Yeah, that was scary.
I'd like to point out you were the one that put the disc in this machine. This has never happened before.
Well, it's pipes.
Well, actually, it happened.
Does it need to be cleaned, do you think?
Parker's Revenge.
Oh,
wait, take it out and give it a rub.
Wow, okay.
Ah!
Oh, sorry.
Fuck me.
Take it out and give it a rub.
You're fucking chair on my foot.
What's going on over that side of the table?
Fuck.
So,
it's all getting crazy.
I will read from you from Superman 4 Request for Peace.
Okay. We could do a commentary on you doing that rest.
It begins with almost finished comrade Voskonovich.
I don't know this bit.
What's this?
It's the rescue in space.
See, what's this?
Oh, my fingers are dirty.
Well, I know that.
That's because they've been up your bum.
Mike Murafushi says, blow on it and wipe it on your t-shirt. He's talking about the disc.
Okay. Oh, is he now? Is he now?
He'd like
it. He's talking about your bum, by the way.
I'm up for that, Mickey, bye.
What a happy wee band spread out all over the country. We're down to six.
This
so
is
back
amazing.
Up to six.
Well done.
Okay, so we'll come back
call. In. And brilliantly brought in at the moment when things have had flags. Yeah. I just went for the donuts.
Go for the donuts. Here we go. So we're coming back in here.
Right.
So.
The birth.
The child.
The child, all right. Lee Child.
Are you the doing anything birth. There, anyone?
No, it doesn't sell. It does this all this before you can get to the menu.
So, Craig, while we're waiting for this, why don't you talk to us about the TV series Abracadigens?
No.
We need to do the advent calendar. This is when we should be doing the advent
calendar.
Because we're going to do this for the next three, for this and the next two, when this shit happens again. So, Jack, tell us about the Cream Guide Films Advent Calendar.
So, we have brought along an Advent Calendar, when which we will open a door and it will reveal a topic to discuss. For example, abracadabra.
I thought you were going to make an Advent Calendar. You couldn't get an Advent Calendar.
Not on the after the 1st of December.
It's funny that.
Anyway, so you don't remember Abracadabra?
No.
What?
I guess it's about Richard Digens.
Thank you.
It's to do with magic.
No, that's the thing.
It's just a name.
It's nothing to do with magic.
It's just,
but it is Richard
Digens.
I'm now
more intrigued.
It's just that miserable face.
So his name's Richard Digens, and he's picked the word abracadabra.
Do you think they only had an extant logo? Half of a logo. But so the question is when you first say that, you go, oh, that's quite clever. And then you think, actually, it's not.
No, it's not at all. It's totally
unrelated. It's just abra. Well, there's another letter D. The letter D is the connection, isn't it?
Abracadabra.
Actually, so we
Paul
were
Daniels
suggest-
could have done Abraca Daniel.
But for some reason, it's clear, we've mentioned it before, it's clearly just to be sat the night before it started. What the fuck are we going to call this programme? The Richard Digens Show, and some prick has just went, Abraca Digens, let's go to the pub.
Now, if it had been like Debbie Stevenson's series, it could have been called Abracadabra. So that would be all right, wouldn't it? She could still do that. How are we getting on with this?
Right, okay.
Copy.
Is this the next scene?
Back on. She's back at, yeah, she's in the hospital. We're starting it from when she's lying there with her arm up.
What an
I beg your pardon.
She looks very well for someone that's just...
And he's trim for
not here at her place. All she's got is a bad arm.
So I can score...
It's a strumming arm though, so she's in the huff.
So I can score abracadabra.
Was that the chat topic?
Where's that?
Was an emergency chat topic.
So what was it about though? Just
it was. So it was basically Richard Digens with his guitar doing his stand-up and singing his songs.
His one song. Don't give up the day job.
Do you remember?
Don't give up the Digens.
Going to give up Pips.
That's what you should have called it.
Should I give you a partial rendition of it?
Yep. Ready?
It's the general consensus of the people here today. Don't
give up your day job.
Was that really? I mean, I don't remember
anything about him. It's not worth a clap.
But I always kind of thought he was all right. But
no, he's a total prick.
Our many listeners on Facebook, if any of them have a link to Richard Digens singing that song,
yeah, we really
because
really
we searched for hours trying to find
George White. Be all over
George White. Yeah. Okay. We want don't give up the day job by Richard Digens. What's happening in the film?
Look at him. He's fucking worn down. He's got a devil child and a wife.
Is he in Italy yet?
Whose wanking hand is
he? He's in Italy by now.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. Him and David Warner are now in Italy.
Have we missed out quite
that
a chunk?
That cast is really poorly fitted on her.
No, we've
missed some fucking about in Italy. Yeah. Buying cappuccinos by their own side.
Well, we've not missed that scene.
It's clearly Hampshire. I don't know.
By the way, I think we've not got any subtitles up now.
No, I should... It doesn't matter. I should point out, this is a great scene. This is a great shot. That's a brilliant shot.
It is great.
That really is creepy.
He was doing Gilbert Taylor. Look at him. Look how beautiful he shot at us.
But that shot of her with the looking through her night and all that is just fantastic.
Out
that window. Proper old-fashioned...
Defenestration.
Proper old-fashioned ambulance with people that drive now who don't know a fucking
thing. And nurses that smoke.
And ambulance drivers who are just drivers don't have a fucking clue about anything.
What was the Samuel
Beckett? Look at that.
Yeah.
What was the Samuel Beckett thing that Billy Whitelaw was in?
I don't know. He's in quite a lot of his stuff.
6 month production of one performance of Footfall or something.
Breath.
What else has Billy Whitelaw done?
She was the Craze Mum. Why is he?
No, actually, the Craze Mum. Right?
Why is he leading?
Oh, they've been to the. We've missed the bit where they've been to the cemetery and he's got his arm out.
Sorry, folks, we missed that bit.
We've missed these chunks out, but honestly, we're probably just doing you a favour.
But if we'd seen them,
we would have.
But you've had the Digens song. You've had the Richard Digens song.
It's not the film, just because the disc stuff.
Am I right in saying that and connecting Richard Digens quite a lot with like being on at the New Year and things like that?
Oh, I don't know. I think
it was like one-off specials that he did before Abracadabra.
I always assumed he was like, they phone up Jasper Carrot, he can't be bothered. So they phone up Richard Digens.
And Loudon Wainwright III was also on Jasper Carrot.
On Carrot Confidentially, wasn't
he? Yeah, and I always thought he was like some sort of comedy guy, and I didn't realise that he actually was a proper sort of singer-songwriter.
Punt and Dennis, were they were on...
they started off on that.
Carrick Confidential, or Carrick's Confidential?
He looks
Confidential.
Yeah. Is that the one? Like Eric Idle, right?
Is Carrick Confidential the one that the name written on TV Centre?
Yes, that's Carrick.
Right, that's Punt and Dennis.
Carrick Slippers for it.
Some excellent parka wear here by Mr. David Warner.
That's a good parka.
Unlike me, I'm
we,
a terrible
parka. Are we fans of David Warner?
Yeah, we love David Warner.
We've done that.
He's great.
I don't feel like we embrace that subject enough, so I'm resisting.
He's great. He's in Time Bandits.
He's fantastic in Time Bandits.
We need two Time Bandits.
Yeah.
Do that in the new year, maybe.
That's one of the ones that Graham will like, because we're not being nasty about it, we're just being positive.
Because we like
it. Not being nasty about us.
I know, but Graham likes the ones that we're nice about.
Let's all just be upbeat about that.
Yeah. Oh, go on, fuck yourself.
See, he's lovely, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just all...
Graham's taking his fair old jumper off, folks.
Yeah.
Are we getting any?
We've got Horace
Christie.
He
heard
about
that
on the Twitter.
Let it go.
Oh, that was when you were talking about
Richard Argent.
Billy White. Mike Murafushi. She was in The Flesh and The Fiends as a nightmare of a girlfriend who ends up getting nobbled by Burke and Hare.
Great use of the word nobbled.
Burke and Hare, Mandela effect, Craig.
People think that they were body snatchers when they weren't. They never snatched a body at all.
Thank you very much.
They were murderers.
Murderers?
And Mr. Cohegan, Mr. Martin Cunningham.
A bigger pen.
An old friend of our programmes. He wrote one of them books about it, didn't he?
Yeah. Indeed.
He wrote a comic book.
One of them
did you, Martin? He wrote a comic book about the Birkin Air. I don't know why I'm doing that voice, because I'm from Edinburgh. And they were Irish.
So we've got a bit of a stream of consciousness here from George.
No!
But it just says, Time Bandits, time after time, with its shite backlot London and Irish Australians as Englishmen, that film he did with Peter Hall and Cilla. I think there's quite a lot there. Yeah. First of all,
Time After Time's a great
We know Time Bandits. Time After Time is a great film.
Yeah, come on, George, get to fuck.
Irish Australians as Englishmen? I don't know what. I think that's supposed to be. Is that Malcolm McDowell? I don't know.
Literally, no idea.
That film he did with Peter Hall and Cilla.
Oh. David Warner did a film with Cilla.
Don't know. With Peter Hall. Is that going to be that fucking Morgan suitcase for treatment?
I'll keep Fred Neil McDonald is obsessed
with
that.
He's obsessed with
that.
It's gash.
With which with
Morgan,
Morgan a super case for treatment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pause for effect here for who's coming into the film at this stage.
The great.
Rumpel
the Exorcist.
Himself, yeah. Mr. Leo McKern.
It's a good cast, isn't it?
It is. It's a great place to
To be fair to George White here, momentarily, he did mention before that he thought that it was a good idea. It would have been a good idea to have Leo McKern as a sort of Van Helsing character appearing in all the films, which actually is a very good idea.
Very good idea, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
but what he does in it
spoiler, they kill him off at the start of the next one.
What? Tune in next week!
Is Human based on the book?
David Seltzer.
The Bible!
David Seltzer wrote the screenplay
right.
And then wrote a novelisation of it.
And so was the intention only to make the one?
I don't think there was any. I don't know. No, it was like George Lucas. They honestly always planned loads of them. They just thought it'd have someone fucking his sister and then turn it round on you. Flip that on you.
Have you seen the other
another
ones?
Another great... Oh, yeah. It's another great cardigan here. It's a good film for cardigans, this.
Yeah, a lot of good cardigans.
Real men wear cardigans.
Chris, hang on a minute. That boy looks oddly familiar. Hang on a second. Look. Hello. You see, my son is the Antichrist. Go, oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck off. You must be devoid of pity.
There you are. Look how wooden Gregory is.
So,
it doesn't help standing next to Leo McKern.
You mentioned George Lucas there.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back. Mandela Effect.
What?
What's the Mandela effect on the Empire
Strikes Back?
Oh, yes, it's the belief that he says, Luke, I am your father, which he doesn't.
No, he says, no.
He says, no.
I am your father. No, I'm your father. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
No. I'm
your
father.
I'm your dad.
Right.
Go to bed.
Get down there.
Oh, that's Sharon's a spoiler.
Oh, no. This is something we should point out. As smart asses that watch films and talk shit, Sharon's never seen the Star Wars films. Any of them?
You never seen a single
one? I've seen the newest ones.
Okay.
The have you seen The Force Awakens?
I've not seen the one that was just on.
So you've seen the prequels?
I've seen one with Jar Jar Binks. And I don't think I need to see
them. Or as everybody else calls them, Sham, the good ones.
I think if you've seen them.
I've seen the new
you've
ones.
You've seen the cream.
From a few years ago.
So why have you never seen the original?
I just never... I've started to watch it a few times, but I don't know. I've never wasn't into it as a child. And it's kind of, I suppose it's dated, and if you've watched it before, it's a special place in your heart and all that, but I can't really get into it.
I suppose, though, being...
No. It's no House Bunny.
Being in...
That's for sure.
Well, no, that's for sure. Mm. Actually, that's true.
I have a similar view about E.T.
Skywalker.
About what?
E.T.
Never seen it?
Well, I have now, but I was quite...
Not bothered about it? Oh, E.T.
Yeah. I've not seen all the films that women of my generation love.
Like, I've, not
seen, I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
No,
I've never seen Flashdance.
No,
I've never seen Top Gun.
No, I've never seen Top Gun. I've seen Iron Eagle, though.
I've never seen past.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've never seen Top Gun past the volleyball scene.
Yeah, because that's when you pass out.
Dirty Dancing's a shit film.
What?
Is this a shit film?
No, it's a great film.
All the way through it, our dad's totally right.
Our dad is totally right.
Explain.
Well, basically, it's a film about a lassie who's, what, 16? Mm. Barely 16. Goes on holiday.
Barely legal.
Goes on holiday to the mountains.
I've seen that one.
Goes on holidays to the mountain.
She goes to Butlins.
Goes to Butlins with her mum and dad.
Yeah.
Takes up with the fucking middle-aged dance instructor.
Tale as old as time.
Freddy Fingers Fingerella.
Meanwhile, the dad is constantly saying, get away from the fucking old man who's wanting to finger you. And then he goes and tells the old man who wants to finger, get away from my daughter.
But he's only meant to be
all
about 21.
All the way through, totally right.
Aye.
He's only meant to be about 21. Anyway, we're digressing.
He clearly... Sorry.
Oh, we do that. It's all right.
He clearly is not 21.
He also...
maybe it's a great
film. Chris and I also think this about Dead Poets Society. You know, the sort of lovely young boy who wants to be an artist and whatnot.
When he's just frustrated. I'll just fucking grow up.
Just do what your dad tells you.
Yeah.
Dad's put you in that school. He's fucking perfectly
right. See when you leave. Don't be like...
Aye. And you see that teacher that fucks that all up? Get him sacked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now. Old captain, you cockhead.
Old captain, my captain. You beat
down
it.
Down the road. Come here, click. Wow. That's you.
And the rest of you, get off the tables.
Great murder coming.
Okay.
You're overprivileged.
He's not responsible. Barras and pulling a
captain. Oh, yeah. Stab. Goes right to that boy's head in the back.
He's wearing a nice jerkin there. Do you still get jerkins?
Oh,
yeah.
Do you get cabules?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
I've got a cabule.
Watch, you shouldn't go about in that build as sand as wee.
The thing is,
nasty
if,
wee
that,
in there.
If that was Glasgow, there'd be 12 kids playing on it.
Yeah, there would.
Do you remember this bit, Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
This is great. Multiple cameras. Watch the multiple cameras.
They are remember all the death scenes.
There
you go. Look at that.
Oh. Now, if you had as
three, four cameras,
if you had this as required now, a health and safety inspector on site at all times, that wouldn't have happened.
No, absolutely not. Right?
Why?
Because they would have had the.
That's
that,
not his real head.
Yeah, no, but they would have, they would have had that glass.
The heat.
They wouldn't have been able to go away with it, leaving like that.
Oh, that's just some acting there, Gregory.
Act like fuck, Gregory. Act like fuck.
Plane.
Basti plane. The plane.
Are you happy with the economy in this film?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was the 1970s. Nobody was happy with the economy.
We're going to be right back there any minute.
I've got to go back and put in an order for 10 British Leyland cars for the carpool.
Yeah.
I want 10 marinas and I want them now.
Clint. Yeah, I know. I love that, the idea that he's like, he's the American ambassador. Aye. And he's meant to be, you know, from this massive American fortune. And at the end of it, he's got a Ford estate.
Aye.
A Ford 15 estate.
He was driving quite a fast car earlier, though.
There's a... There's a problem.
Hang on, what was he in there?
There's one narrative. That's his Ford Cortina estate.
It's a Granada estate, actually.
Oh, I don't think it's a Granada estate.
That's
a Granada
Mark
1. Estate.
Mm. What's your car? Is it like yours?
I've got a Ford Focus.
Hang on, look.
Z-Tec.
It's a Mark 1 Granada.
Are you sure about that? I'm not sure about that.
No, it's a Cortina.
Someone will connect.
Thanks. Point is...
You can tell by the flare
there's a wee,
on the back door.
There's a wee narrative problem with when he leaves the house here, but I'll point it out at the time.
Yeah, I do
that. Smart ass cunt.
It's fine. Yeah. That's a proper Harrington he's got there, isn't it?
That dog's called Harrington.
I've not been fed.
Oh, my wife's got
That's a callback, because Night of the Demon, John Harrington.
Yeah, not quite.
3 months allowed. Do you know who still scares me?
Who?
The witch in The Wizard of Oz.
Mm. Yeah, the witch in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, she scares me.
Yeah. She's quite scary.
She's a cow.
You get people that say that... She's a... Oh, she's a...
She's a cow!
She's a tartar.
Oh,
There's a lot of people who get freaked out by the flying monkeys and.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah. I quite like the flying monkeys. How would you not like a flying monkey?
A friend of ours.
Only You was a great Christmas number one.
Boom, boom. Boom. He was in. Did he not play Deirdre's boyfriend, Coronation Street?
He did. Yeah. He was also
the guy from the Flying Monkeys.
Yeah, from the Flying
Monkeys. Yeah, he was also the court clerk in that TV programme you used to be on, you'll know, but in the afternoons it was set
Crown Court.
Not Crown Court. Later on, there was one in. It was filmed in Cardiff. It was in a court.
Cardiff Court.
He was in Making Out, wasn't he, with Michael Clarke?
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's a Welsh guy. Yeah. I met him once. He came into a pub that I worked in, just like
Jimmy. Did
he say, what's this powerful
pile of heavy, cheese and onion, crisps.
Where is your lavvy, my friend?
It's in the Barlow's house. Can you find
it? It's a good song, that, though. It's a great record.
It is good, yeah.
33 years. However, it's 35 years.
It's not that long.
Some bastard gave me a shove. Did you see him? Did you
know?
Who was it saying that? That was the Barry Knights.
Oh, yes, I think it was. Yeah.
It's 35 years ago this week since The Greatest Song Ever was released.
What's The Greatest Song Ever?
Oh, somehow Sharon. I'll find my way home.
No. John Vangelis.
Sorry, don't feel bad about it. It's not.
You ask me where to begin.
No,
you're very wise.
I agree with
you. You're very wise.
You like it, Graham, don't you?
Yeah. I like to point out here that the satanic nanny who's got rid of all the rest of the staff and is planning to murder the parents has already killed one of them, so that the devil can complete its infernal plan. Has made the beds.
She's
not above doing her daily duties.
Well, she's getting paid.
Is that the narrative plot hole that you're
No.
That's not the narrative plot hole.
No, because clearly that's not a narrative plot hole.
Okay. No, but she might need a reference.
Exactly.
You might need a reference.
Don't trust
with your kids.
This shit can't go on forever.
She makes a great bed.
You just missed some lovely 70s ever-ready batteries.
Okay.
Some nice drawer acting there.
Yeah.
Some breaking news from Ian Hepburn. He's never got round to watching Absolute Beginners.
That's fair enough. I don't think anyone has. I'm not sure the folk that were in it got round to ever watching
it. It's quite good songs in Absolute Beginners.
I quite like it. It's the album for A Quiet Life.
Ray Davies. Good song.
Do you remember his little film Return to Waterloo? That was good as well on Channel 4.
Yeah. I saw Ray Davies in a concert, man. In the concert hall.
Oh, yeah.
Was he good?
He was
very good.
His memoir, X-Ray, is brilliant.
Oh, actually, I find it a little bit self-indulgent.
I quite like
that. Hard to believe.
You found it self-indulgent.
That a memoir would be self-indulgent. I've written this book about myself and my life. It's a wee bit self-indulgent.
What's that about?
It's about everybody else.
It's in the third person, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like what I
No, there's alternate. There's alternate chapters. Some of them are.
Matthew Watts.
He's being chased by sort of agents and things.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, the Blue Box Boy by Matthew Waterhouse.
It's written in the third person.
It's written in the third. Is the third person any more interesting than the first person?
No, not really.
The second person's
not Andrew.
He didn't like seeing I on the pages loads of times, since if you get Matthew.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah. That's just padding it out, frankly.
Oh, so now he's looking for the son of devil, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's got the knit brush out, look.
Any Richard Digens chats from the
It's a Digens desert.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
how many folk are listening?
Abracadigens desert.
Seven.
Boom. Is Teresa still there? Hi, Teresa.
Now, George.
Come on, George.
Is saying, isn't The Omen ripped off from an episode of Thriller with Ed Bishop and Diana Dors as the nurse nanny? Ed Bishop and Diana Dors as the nurse nanny. And Troughton is a Christian brother in it.
Do we remember this episode of Thriller?
I don't remember.
There are so many episodes of Thriller that I've never got through them all. No,
but Thriller's the Helen Mirren one now.
That's a good one, that, yeah.
But this is 75.
What was the one that we watched?
Isn't Thriller...
I think Thriller's after this.
This is 76.
Thriller's after this, George.
George, go and check that, will you?
Oh, George, come on, son.
We need to go and check that. What's the Helen Mirren episode?
Murafishi's just jumped in with the joke of the night.
Go on.
667, the neighbour of the beast.
Shouldn't that be 668?
Nobody says it's not there across the road.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Just neighbour. You don't say that. That's, they live
fuck off, that's a bit of joke.
Six might be the end of the street.
You've literally known him your entire life, being as you are twins. Has he ever made a joke as good as that one?
No.
Yay!
anyway, 666 made by the end of the street.
Hi, Teresa.
She's still here, smiley face.
Hi, Teresa. As it says on Jack's t-shirt. Hiya, pal.
Shopsy can't get to her computer.
You should all feel free to put your photographs up as well so we can get a look at yours.
That's really creepy.
That was the idea. That's really Teresa, do you have any pampas grass in your garden? I'm asking for a friend.
Does she live at 668?
That's yeah. Do you live at 669? That's what I want to know.
Where does the policeman live?
Yeah. What?
Where does the policeman live?
Live at 999
Lesby Avenue. Go on, just fuck it up. He actually properly fucks it up there.
Yeah, yeah,
like.
He's got a couple of skewers in her neck.
He's going to fuck the beer up. We're quite near the end now.
Yeah, we are quite near the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think we actually lost about 15 minutes.
Wow.
Did we?
Aye.
It was all Richard Dargent's chat.
Wait, else? No, we need some more.
We get the Abracadigens clip.
Yeah.
We're just keep broadcasting.
Yeah. We're just forever.
Like a city.
Until it happens.
Yeah.
Like the telethon.
Can I try another...
Yeah, let's open another window. Let's open another window on the TV Cream Guide Films Advent Calendar.
I believe it, Ted Malt.
Oh, fit the joke about that.
Okay, yeah, what's the joke?
Ted Malt's dead.
I don't get it.
Well, he used to do
double glazing.
Do you remember he used to do the Fit the Best for Everest?
He used to drop a feather.
Is that who it is? That's
yeah.
Yeah. Remember.
Remember.
Yeah, remember the feather, I remember the glass,
and then,
not him.
He killed himself. And then when he actually...
Oh, that's a shame. It was a while ago.
It was quite out of order, actually, because everyone thought he was all right, and then he just fucking shot himself in the head. It's like,
what? Yeah, yeah.
What
was
Ted Malt famous for?
He was Brain of Britain.
No, he was... Well, he was basically a... He was a sort of, you know, like at a time when you could be famous for being a countryman, farmer, or... And he's mentioned in the... He crops up in the Kenneth Williams diaries a few times. That's not why he killed himself. He wasn't up to all that.
What? So what was Kenneth Williams doing with him?
Well, because they used to appear on things like Who's Baby and...
TV shows.
Know, aye, they were like panellists on things.
Would you book both Ted Malt and Bernard Matthews for one show? Or is it an either?
Well, no, but I don't... Bernard Matthews.
Well, no, but I don't think Bernard Matthews was never...
Ted Malt never killed a turkey.
Yeah.
Ted Malt first came to public attention in the 1950s on BBC Radio's General Knowledge Quiz Brain of Britain.
No, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that his career was sustained by being that sort of, you know, he was like a countryman and country ways, and if they did programmes out in the country, he would be there pointing tractors and swans and things. Well, that one, then you get a job doing the Everest thing. But Bernard Matthews was never a personality.
I thought he was.
No, I don't remember him ever appearing on panel shows.
So he was only a personality within his own ads?
Yeah, he just did his ads and people knew him from that. But I don't remember him ever appearing on, like, Tell the Truth or anything like that.
Fucking hell. What? It's just over 30 years since Ted Malt.
There you are.
Is it?
Shotgun to the head, wasn't it?
So at least he had 4 years to listen to the best pop song ever.
He did. Five?
Yeah,
nearly five. Four and three quarters.
So there we are. So there is that. That's good.
Well, he had that as well. Then he realised... That he'd wasted 5 years thinking
he's like,
blew his fucking head off.
He's like, I've waited 5 years, there's been nothing better, there'll never be anything.
No, this is all quite nasty when he's holding the wind down. And
what was the narrative problem?
It's not happened yet.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, I think we've missed it.
What was it?
Right, tell us that.
When he has the kid and he sort of goes out from the house to go, because he has to go to a church to kill him.
Okay.
And there's some coppers standing outside, presumably they're just like security detail.
Yeah.
But they sort of, they try and stop him and then say, oh, get after him. Well, why? It's his house he's going out.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason for them to chase him.
Actually, mate, that is a Granada.
What,
that's
the
a Mark 1 Granada.
Is it?
Yeah.
But maybe the police are being controlled by the son of Satan.
Or the neighbour.
Well, but then if they were, they could just have shot him. They could have just gone in and shot him.
They've not set that up.
I mean, if that was happening, they could actually just have gone in.
I do like a good church. That is a nice church. Should he not be a bit more fucked up in that church? Because he went mental when he was outside one before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just sort of going like that.
No, but he has to do the thing where he has to plead for his life. Daddy, please, don't kill me.
That's quite hard.
Oh, hang on. Teresa Bowles, she doesn't have pampas grass.
Oh. She does need a higher pal t-shirt.
Hey.
She used to have a t-shirt with Okai the New on it.
Did she? Ross Abbott fan.
We like her, she's good.
So yes, now this is a particularly good shot. And literally and figuratively.
Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Bang! Yeah, there we go.
That's at the beginning of the Sweeney?
Survivors.
Oh, yeah. Survivors, yeah. Yeah.
Gilbert Taylor was a fucking great cinematographer, wasn't he? Another one who went to a ripe old age. He was 90 something when he died.
Yeah, yeah, he just died this year.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago now, actually. I looked him up the other day.
I think I just put it on my obit list.
Oh, right.
Ted Mull didn't play him in the movies.
Why does the hospital?
He was shooting an Everest ad.
Final shot now. Does the hospital do an obit?
Well, you have to keep the records, you know, in the office.
Of course you do.
For that nurse with the long fags from Exorcist 3. So this is the thing where you don't know, did he kill him, did he not?
He died on 23rd of August 2013.
Really?
Right.
Fuck. Wow. I better get that off the list then.
Because Dougie Slocum died this year.
Oh, that's where I'm getting confused. He was about 140, wasn't he?
All that, I hate all that shite.
What shite?
The American, all that.
Yeah, they love all
the
that.
The flag away and the white. Remember the beginning of, what's it called? A Few Good Men has them doing all that.
Yeah.
Which is actually none of it's real, apparently. Made up for the film.
Really?
What?
All the way that they all spin round in one after the other and all that. It's all made up for the
all
film.
Made up
it's not
the
actually
film.
True.
All for those.
Do you know that America...
American coffins as well are weird, aren't they?
Aye.
They're not proper coffins. They're not comedy coffins.
Now this is going to give you a lot. Look at that guy on the right. Hey. Yeah. Well, you're going to buy.
It's because three feet to the right, they're shooting a gay porn film. He just wandered in.
So this is supposed to be the US
John
president.
Holmes, I'm sorry.
That he's speaking to.
Yeah, and so you see they've got a heavy security presence there.
Right. Which at the time would have been Gerald Ford. No, it would have been Carter by then. I don't know when
that's
it came out.
Shit.
Would it be? Yeah.
There he is still alive.
Jeremy Corbyn's hat on. See that?
Corbyn's Britain.
Corbyn's bloody Britain.
That is a young Jeremy Corbyn.
Watch, breaking the fourth wall.
He does a wee... Hiya, pal. Hiya, pal.
Dun, 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 dun,
and his address dun, is 667.
Do you remember when I was a kid like looking up the Bible to find all this shit out and thinking it was all real?
Yeah.
What's going to happen this, by the way? It's pure Raj. It's pure Raj. With your kids kicking about Edinburgh, but not, it's pure Raj, man.
Oh, no. So there you go.
Hey.
Wow. Let's have a look at the old credits here.
Harvey Stevens.
Harvey Stevens.
About that.
Harvey Stevens.
Martin Benson, as he pointed out. He breathed the firmament. Tommy Duggan.
Holly Palins.
The great Bruce Bower.
I'm just trying to see if there's anybody here who would be a better end to Abra.
I like the way the taxi driver gets a mention, and just Arab.
Yeah. Religious advisors. Don Williams. I recall a gypsy woman.
So there you are, you're shitting yourself, Sean. You're going to be able to sleep?
No, I think I'll sleep as long as I don't watch horror with sound on.
Yes.
And
on
lots
your own.
Of people around me.
Yeah.
And pork pies.
Yes.
I think I'll be all right.
I am going to tap your back window tonight after you've gone to bed.
Euphemism.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so it's good.
Dogs on the drone, by
Ben and Joan Woodgate.
Good people.
So we think good film then?
Yeah, it's a great film.
Oh, no, it's one of the great films, The Omen.
Filmed in Panavision. Big thanks for
lovely place.
Graham, what are you going to say for yourself?
Any last
words? Any last words from Information Corner?
No. The Information Exchange.
The Information Exchange. Fucking
we really need to sort out the branding. Yeah.
Shall we do a last advent calendar before we go?
Why is it just going up by one? Yeah. It's just going up by one when it's finished.
I feel we're shortchanging people by about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We need to do a wee advent
there's
calendar.
There's still mince pies. There's one pork pie. And now it's time, let's open, Jack, another window on the Cream Guy Films
Advent
calendar.
Chris,
yeah.
Tell us everything you can remember about Woolworth ads.
Oh, you don't have time.
A lot.
You don't have time for that. I find that I kind of struggle to talk about Woolworths at Christmas. It gets me a bit upset.
Have a happy Christmas
at
Woolworths.
Cracker of a Christmas
shopping
spree.
That was
any wonder? Christmas, Woolworths is the place for me. Boom!
No, that's the one that's got, let me think, it's got Bill Oddie, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Anita,
not Graham Garden.
Anita Harris.
Anita Harris.
Donna Estelle and Windsor
Davis. Donna and Windsor Davis. Is Rula Lenska not in that as well?
Don't think she's in that one.
Was Donna Estelle just in the shop trying to sell his tapes?
No, he was just outside the shop.
He was on his little roundabout.
And then there was the Joe Brown one with the
that was
Christmas
a good one.
Show.
Yeah.
There's lots of, and then, I don't know.
It's the Roy Castle
one
as well, isn't it?
There's the Roy Castle one. Is that not
in a time move? It's commemorated on the new TV cream. It's the strap one at the bottom.
Is that the one with where
Brian
he has
Spinatone is great for his cassettes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a Christmas advert, though.
No, that's just...
But that's why, in my mind, the Woolworths Christmas advert was basically the multi... what's it called? It was the All-Star Record Breakers adverts.
Yeah, you're
really,
right.
Well, yeah, because they used to book out entire ad breaks.
Yeah.
I also think they wouldn't use the phrase now, shopping spree, would they? That would be considered...
But like killing poor taste.
Spanking spree!
Do you remember the Woolworths advert?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got them on DVD. Chris put them on DVD.
And
some
it
of
happens
tapes.
In so many different ways. Everybody loves a Woolworths store these days.
What happened to Woolworths?
Leslie Crowther's in that one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to Woolworths?
Woolworths don't.
No, Woolworths was the store that they made a big fuss of. They made a BBC made a documentary, but remember it was a Woolworths in, was it Portsmouth or Plymouth or something?
Yeah.
And the staff reopened it as Woolworths. Right. Yeah. Fuck knows what happened to it.
Nothing.
Probably nothing.
My son burst into tears when he realised that Woolworths had closed.
Really?
Yeah, no,
I get
really upset.
That was about 2008, 2009. He was about 4 or 5.
It would have been
and there's one in Shawlands. They took him there one day and it was closed.
I loved the one in Shawlands.
And he burst into tears.
Do you remember when the one in Shawlands used to be like twice the size?
Yeah.
And they cut it in half for a super truck. It was immense.
I've got a picture of my mum in the one in Shawlands years ago wearing a kid's Dalek outfit.
The Dalek outfit.
Wow. In the middle of the Woolworths.
Best photo ever, I think you'll find.
That is a great photo.
I think I've said this before, there was two or three in Edinburgh. There was one at Leith that I used to go to a lot. But the big one was at the east end of Edinburgh. You know when you come out at the top of the steps from the Waverley?
Mm-hmm.
And across from you, there's now like an Apple store and all, and McDonald's and all that.
Yeah,
that whole block was a Woolworths.
Was
it? Aye, it was fucking brilliant. Two floors as well.
Oh, dear.
And you know, that was still a great big one at the bottom of Jamaica Street and
that was two floors.
Yeah.
I think the first records I ever got was
Woolworths. And James Herbert books.
Woolworths.
James Herbert books. You bought a James Herbert book and
Woolworths was Britain's biggest music retailer.
Yeah,
up until it closed.
I bought a Top of Pops album from Woolworths. And I think I might have bought Ebony and Ivory from Woolworths.
I bought
Fantasy Island type thing.
White people are the same as black people.
Yeah.
Except they're black.
And on the back of Ebony and Ivory, I can't remember if I've told this story before, it's got the lyrics handwritten, right? And it's a different. So, person number one has written the lyrics for verse one, person number two for verse two, person number one for verse three. Yeah? You get the idea? And then one of them's handwriting is really bad, and I honestly just assumed that was Stevie Wonder who'd written it.
Oh, God!
Seriously?
That's shocking.
I was 8 years old, but I remember looking at that and going, well, Paul has written that, and so Stevie must have written this.
I don't know what's worse. The racism or the anti-gain or the anti-blindness?
Anti-gainism?
Wow.
What do you know? What do you know?
Any final words from the, what's it called? Information corner?
Information exchange. We're not exchanging our
information. Maybe you can tell us, since you're in the information exchange, why don't you just sell to us the new TV cream site?
Hold on a second, George White's here. I've missed 5 minutes. What did I miss?
Did you get my Jack Digens video?
What?
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh,
no.
Jack Digens?
Is it Jack Digens or oh, maybe he's saying, Jack, did you get my Digens video?
It says, it just says, did you get my Digens video?
I'll tell you about the new TV cream. So all this week there will be fine Christmas covers from a plethora of publications. Today is Radio Times. Tomorrow it will be every Christmas TV Times since 67.
Uh-huh.
Then it will be every look-in, at least every look-in that we could find.
Uh-huh.
Then Beano, and then the big finale, Buster.
Wow.
Buster. Have you done any of your Times covers?
Yeah. Radio Times is
today. I was working.
Oh, man, what? What, have we got something? No, I was more.
George. You were just annoyed at me for not knowing that.
Let's
see some other comments.
I'm sorry. Somebody has to keep the hospital going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you never look at anything when you're at your work.
Teresa Bowles was asking if there's any thoughts on Omen Part 2, but that'll be next.
You'll find it. You'll find that that'll be this time next week.
Yeah.
We might even do the whole film.
We'll leap forward 2 years and I'll bore you by talking about Chicago. Because I think you'll find it's
as
my
in the
kind
band.
Of time. Yeah. Because I fucking love them.
Are they from Canada?
No, hang on a minute. Somebody said... What's Chicago? Was the lead singer of them Peter Cetera? Yeah. Was, yeah. He had a good voice in.
Yeah, he did have a good voice.
I am a man who will fight for your honor.
Yeah, that's a great song.
It's a great record.
It didn't sound like that.
Are you sure?
Is it not Peter Cetera?
No, it's Cetera.
Cetera.
Oh, it'd be much better if it was Cetera.
Why?
Because it's Peter Cetera.
Peter Cetera?
Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera.
Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera.
Peter Cetera.
Okay, I get it.
I'm excited.
You can do the impressions. Oh, yeah, we haven't done...
That's what I'm here for.
He's coming
if you want them, has somebody asked for them?
No, nobody's asked for
no
them.
No one's asked for them.
Who do you want the impressions of?
The seven people listening in haven't asked for them.
Can we just quickly say King Camilla Cannon?
Perjan Shelley Balamelba.
Camilla Batmanjala.
Dan O'Bannon.
Dan O'Bannon.
Okay. And then if we were having some of our favourite pudding, and Cosmo or Dibs was going to have them, what would it sound like?
Four hot sauce and mince pies!
So that's good, yeah.
That's one, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat a jab down that.
Two. Okay.
This is like, you know, at the end of a comedy show, the comments do the medley.
It's the end of Copycat.
Yeah. So they're all sitting on the chairs at the end.
It's
called filling in, is what they call it.
Who else do we do?
I can't remember.
I'm Father Lionel Phantom.
Yay!
And this is Fortune TV.
And you do...
Did we do some other ones? Oh, is it...
I'm your father. I do want to start with Bob Mills. Or it's Keith Richards.
It's Bob, it's Bob Mills.
It's Bob Mills. That's just because I'm fat, isn't it? It's definitely I've actually just noticed, I think we should mention this before we go. You've got immensely hairy arms, Jack.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. This was great, aren't you?
Oh, thank you.
I'm not that hairy at all.
Please for that.
Your arms are fair, my lady.
You've got
Sharon makes up
boyish arms. Yeah,
where are your arms from?
Baltimore. Hey!
Right, any last comments?
That's all the impressions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah? Should we wrap up?
Unless you want to do it.
See you next week.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, would you like to thank our guests?
Yes, well, so thank you to Sharon.
Thank you.
For suffering through the omen. Information
exchange.
The information exchange.
The information exchange.
1 week only.
Infocadabra.
It's Kibble de Cabra. And that's it. And we'll be back next week with The Omen 2 live. And we'll see if we can hit 10 listeners.
I'm going to listen to
it. Yay!
Bye! Oh, hang on. Bye! Just keep saying bye.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye.